This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 29. God's mission has disciples. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Wally was a church member who had a big heart for mission. He and I led a course for several years about the basics of Christian faith, and we saw a lot of good change in people's lives during that time. I remember thinking sometimes as I drove home, it doesn't get any better than this. It seems that Jesus' disciples sent something like that in their own context when he sent them out in pairs. Jesus celebrated their success by declaring that through their work, Satan himself was being defeated. What a statement. It truly doesn't get better than that. This month, we have focused on some big mission words: gospel, witness, holistic, and intercultural. These are important words and concepts, but they don't mean a thing if they remain just ideas. They come alive and truly mean something when they describe how we join Jesus in the work of changing lives and renewing communities. As Wally interacted with the people he met, whether it was in his greenhouse operation, talking to a visitor at church, striking up a conversation at the coffee shop, or hosting our course, he wasn't thinking about those big words. He just wanted to make sure that every person knew they were loved with an everlasting love and that they would meet Jesus. Jesus commissions us, his disciples, with the same call. Pray with me. Jesus, help me to be available to you. In my interactions with others, may I bring your message of life, healing, and hope. Equip me with your spirit, Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.